Hi, I'm Chris, and I'm a Russian. We're interviewing Joe Rack, Antrim County PRO. What was your favourite memory of going to a county senior hurling final?
Favourite memory would have to be 82 and 84 with McCarthy Burris winning the county finals. Can't remember the teams they were playing now, but they were joyous occasions. I suppose 82 in particular, because it had been quite a while, and there was fantastic excitement in the parish then as well. And I suppose I was playing with the club at the time as well, so they had an extra add-on benefit, you know. But hadn't had a lot of luck since 84, unfortunately. But please God, in the next couple of years, that was favourite memory, I have to say, without a shadow of a doubt.
As PRO on county final day, what will your role entail?
Well, sure, I suppose the main role I'll have on the day is welcoming the celebration team of Holy Cross Ballycal from 1990. And I suppose it's unique in a way, in a sense. I know an awful lot of the lads and would have played with them, played against them. Lads that spring to mind that I played with would have been Philip and Pat Carl when they were with McCarthy Burris. Philip was on the... We won the County Minor in 83 with McCarthy, and I was right half-back, and Philip was midfield, if memory serves me right. Tom Dwyer, full-back for Holy Cross, would have been on the Turles Harty team from where I hurled with in 84. Unfortunately, it was a different format then, and it was knockout, so we got bet in the only match we played in Borland. Great occasion, and see those guys, Declan Carr again, great character going to school, and still is, but... Welcome all those lads back. It's a unique occasion, a great honour for me to welcome those guys, because look at they owe nothing to their club or to the county. They're great servants of the game, and it's fitting tribute each year for welcoming the centenary team back.
What is the best part of carrying out the role of county PRO been to date?
I suppose the involvement with all the teams. I don't be involved with them, but just in the background, calling out, getting the team information, what happens on the day, seeing some of the stuff in the background. I have to say, hand on my heart, the management of all the teams this year were just absolutely superb, terrific. Any help or assistance I wanted, they were willing and able to give it to me, and that's basically what my role was, just to help them on the day and in the aftermatch interviews, just where the media are and getting the background information, like what you're doing here tonight. It's great to see your involvement in it, and that was mine too, just to know where the managers were to go. They have enough to do on the day, and any little bit at all that I can contribute to help their role a little bit easier, that's all the better, you know. It's a team involvement.
What was your first memory of going to a county senior hurling final?
My first memory, my dad was a fantastic follower of GAA. He didn't play it much himself, but I suppose he instilled in me the love of the game I have, and religiously he didn't miss any county finals. So I would say my memory would take me back to the great Kilroy McDonough team of the 70s. They're my first memories. I think they got three in a row. I can't remember the year, 77 or 78, 76, 78, 79, something like that, but they caught me on guard on that one. But they're my first memories. Definitely they were a superb team, and the Williamses and more. And then, of course, Eamon O'Shea later on, who turned out to be manager of TIP team this year for the past 3 years.
To the neutral supporters in the county, why should they attend the county hurling finals this year?
Sure, it's the main event, what we all strive for within the county. You have the two best teams turning up on the day, and we support these players when they have the county jersey on them during the year. I know the club will come first, and the club supporters will follow them, but you get to see the new talent coming through as well, because there's a lot of young fellas, two urban clubs turning up, going to have a huge amount of interest within themselves, and they're both going to win the final. So it should be a cracker of a match. I'm anticipating a cracker, and I'd encourage all neutral supporters to come and get behind the teams. You know, they won't get behind them as maybe a supporter, but see what's there and support your blue ribbon event. And the Dan Breen Cup is a cherished trophy within the county. Every player that plays wants to get his hands on it. So let the supporters come out and support our national game.
Who do you think is going to win the county senior hurling final this year?
Oh, who do I think? I suppose initial thoughts would probably say maybe Tour de Sarsfields on the basis of experience. I thought last Sunday they got their scores a lot easier, particularly in the first half, but Kilran really came back at them, and if they maybe had to get a goal to tie it up, it would certainly put pressure on Turles. I was very impressed with Nina. They stuck with it, and I mean, have a match at draw at half time, full time at half time and extra time, there was nothing between the two sides, but yeah, very impressed with Nina. I tell you one thing, I wouldn't be surprised if they shaded it at all. So, yeah, maybe Turles, but only a pint in it, I'd imagine.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're welcome.